Welcome to another episode of Nutri Mantra, your guide to understanding the science behind the food we eat and how it affects our bodies. I'm your host Shruti, and today we are delving into the fascinating world of proteins. Mother Nature has provided us with a bountiful array of food options, each with its unique nutritional profile. Among these nutrients, proteins have always intrigued us with their critical roles, properties, and uses. Think of proteins as the building blocks of life. Just as bricks come together to form a wall, amino acids bind together to create proteins. There are 20 amino acids in total, with 8 being essential, meaning our bodies can't produce them and we must obtain them from our diet. A protein that provides all these 8 essential amino acids in the right amounts is called a class A protein. These are crucial during periods of growth like adolescence and pregnancy, as well as during physiological stress such as illness, surgery, or burns. Foods of animal origin are examples of class A protein. But what about plant proteins? Are they different from animal proteins? Yes, indeed, they are different. Animal proteins are generally considered superior because they offer a higher protein quality. But fear not, vegetarians. You can also get all essential amino acids if you have a balanced diet. You can improve the quality of protein in your diet by making simple combinations like pairing cereals with pulses or mixing milk or milk products in a 3:1 ratio with cereals. For example, rice and dal, chapati made with wheat and chana flour, porridge, curd rice, khichdi with curd, etc. Foods like pulses, soybean, quinoa, and certain millets, if consumed in adequate amounts, can help bridge the nutritional gap. Now let's dive into the roles played by protein in our body. First and foremost, proteins are essential for bodybuilding. They are the primary components responsible for tissue growth and maintenance, whether it is muscles, bones, skin, blood, hair, or organs. Proteins also serve as enzymes, facilitating digestion and various biochemical reactions in our bodies. They also act as carriers. Hemoglobin, a crucial carrier of oxygen in our bodies, is a protein. Fats can't be transported without being bound to proteins. Proteins even take on the role of hormones. Many of the hormones produced by our bodies, like insulin, are protein-based. And as structural units, proteins make up a significant portion of our organs. For instance, the liver contains 50 to 60% protein, muscles have 20% protein, and proteins like keratin and melanin are responsible for hair, skin, and skin color. This list is far from exhaustive, and it is clear that proteins are crucial for our overall well-being. The amount of protein you need in your diet depends on various factors like age, physical activity, physiological conditions, to name a few. During rapid growth phases like infancy, preschool years, adolescence, individuals require more dietary protein. Your current nutritional status also matters. If you have a protein deficiency, your body will require more protein than someone well-nourished. Physical activity levels also influence protein needs. Increased physical activity calls for a higher protein intake. Your weight, height, they do matter also. A general guideline is about 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day for a normal weight person. For example, a 60 kg person needs about 48 grams of protein daily. Certain physiological conditions like pregnancy, lactation, and recovery after illness or injury or a surgery may require increased protein intake. Conversely, in cases of liver or kidney diseases, protein intake may need to be reduced or carefully monitored. So, where can we find these essential proteins in our diet? Sources of protein include nuts, oil seeds like flax, sesame, sunflower seeds, pulses and legumes, beans, milk and its products, eggs, lean meat, fish, chicken. Interestingly, drumstick leaves are an exception as they are one of the few leafy greens which are rich in protein. After all this talk about the importance of protein, it is essential to note that too much protein can also be detrimental to your health. Any excess than the required amounts need to be eliminated. The liver processes this excess protein, which is then removed through the kidneys as part of urine. Consuming more protein than needed can burden the kidneys and liver. A diet high in meat can also contribute to issues like high cholesterol levels and diseases like gout. On the flip side, plant-based protein do not have these adverse effects on our bodies. While protein deficiency is rare, it can be life-threatening. Severe protein deficiency is most commonly observed in growing children in developing countries. This can hinder their growth and even endanger their lives. Mild protein deficiency can occur in various conditions, including certain diseases, pregnancy, and lactation. So, to conclude, a nutritionally balanced diet typically provides adequate protein. About 12 to 14% of the daily calories should come from proteins. For most adults, 2 to 3 servings of protein-rich foods are sufficient to meet these daily needs. However, some individuals with increased protein demands may require protein supplements. But before you start taking protein supplements, please do consult with your healthcare provider or your nutritionist for the same. That's it for today's episode of NutriMantra. I hope you have gained a deeper understanding of the essential role proteins play in our bodies and how to make informed choices about your protein intake. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, nature has provided us with an abundance of food options. So let us savor them wisely. Take care. Bye-bye.